100 years ago, this August, the 19th Amendment was ratified, giving women the right to vote. Celebrations are planned around the country, though this year, the New York Philharmonic is getting a head start. Our Jeff London looks at the just-launched Project 19, which has commissioned compositions by 19 women.
Last year, the New York Philharmonic only presented two pieces written by women all season.
Less than 3% of the music presented on the concert stage is written by women.
Worldwide, says Deborah Borda, the orchestra's president and CEO and one of the architects of Project 19.
We're immediately changing the percentages.
At least through the 2020-2021 concert season. Borda and music director Jaap van Zweden saw the centennial of the 19th Amendment as a chance not only to redress that imbalance, but to re-examine the past 100 years.
Looking at this 100 years later and thinking about some of the strides that women have made, but also some of the strides they have not made.
In fact, Stride is the name of the piece that Tanya Leon wrote for the Philharmonic, which premiered this week. When she got the commission, the acclaimed Cuban-born composer, who's known for her work in both classical music and jazz, found herself thinking about a pioneering suffragette.
Stride is an idea that I realized by studying a little bit of the life of Susan B. Anthony. You know? You're talking about stride? She was a force. She didn't take no for an answer. She has the intention of making changes. And she created a movement in a way, and she made it happen.
While she hasn't written any marches in stride, Tanya Leon says she thought about how activist movements frequently move.
I saw the marches of Martin Luther King, the marches of people that don't like wars, or the marches of people that are actually seeking support for things that they believe that is their right to ask for. So all of a sudden, I just saw legs. Legs walking into a destination.
The 19 composers that were selected, we love each other's music, and it's so exciting to be involved in something with artists I've respected and listened to for a long time.
Composer Ellen Reed says she's kind of a fangirl when it comes to her peers in Project 19, who include such well-known names as Joan Tower and Caroline Shaw, as well as some up-and-comers. Reed won the Pulitzer Prize last year for Prism, an opera that looks at the emotional aftermath of sexual abuse. Reed's new piece, When the World as You've Known It Doesn't Exist, premieres later this week and deals with the emotional effects of the current moment.
I think that's a sentiment that a lot of people are feeling right now. Everything from obviously the news cycle to the weather, which used to be a mundane conversation and is now not.
The New York Philharmonic's music director, Jaap van Zweden, says Project 19 helps fulfill one of the orchestra's essential missions.
Without inspiring new music, our profession is, I would not say dead, but our profession is much less interesting.
Project 19 kicked off earlier this month with a piece called Tread Softly by Nina C. Young. The title comes from a poem by W.B. Yeats. Young reads it.
Had I heaven's embroidered cloths and wrought with gold and silver light, the blue and the dim and the dark cloths of night and light and the half-light, I would spread the cloths under your feet, but I, being poor, have only my dreams. I have spread my dreams under your feet, Tread softly, because you tread on my dreams.
For Young, even though Yeats is expressing unrequited love in his poem, her take reflects on the 100 years since the ratification of the 19th Amendment.
Voting in the United States is very complicated. And so I thought, well, there's a parallel to this poem. Like, people are hoping and dreaming always for progress and betterment. And we have to dream big, but we have to be prepared to know that we're being stepped upon, but to also continue to have these dreams.
To try to make sure fewer people's dreams are stepped on, the League of Women Voters is setting up tables at every Project 19 concert to encourage voter registration. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.